From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, post-game versus the Orlando Magic. And this year's... Oh, my God. Yo, this year's New York Knicks are 1-3 versus the Magic, 2 home losses versus the Orlando Magic. Never would I have thought when we were coming on to this post-game that we were going to lose the game. All right, lose the game. After a, I guess you could say a hard-fought victory versus the Pacers is an ugly game. Beat the Pacers. I looked at the schedule, no problem. We'll beat Orlando. Then we have Houston on Saturday. No problem. We'll beat these clowns. You know, whatever happened the last time we played them at the Garden, that was just a fool's goal. That was just a blip in the schedule. And then tonight happens, and... I'm exhausted, like mentally exhausted with this team, emotionally exhausted with this team. There is no fucking way this squad should be losing to the Knicks, but why are we losing to teams like to the Orlando Magic, where clearly we play our worst basketball and we're still within striking distance? Well, first of all, there's a couple of things, and nothing new to this platform. We're a three or die team. Three or die. This team is going to be like, it's like home runs in baseball, basically. They're going to live by the three, die by the three. No different than when teams swing for the fences. You hear about it all the time on our baseball episodes. That's the approach with the team that we root for. And you're going to strike out more than you make. And the Knicks tonight was terrible from three for most of the game. You see Rose hit a couple of threes and Burks hit a couple of threes, but struggle shots all night long. Number two. We already know the issues where we're not getting production, and we're pretty much being fucking robbed at this point. This is straight up money heist, Netflix money heist, i.e. Evan Fournier is just stealing money from the Knicks right now. Stealing. I mean, this is embarrassingly stealing money. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be this bad when we signed him. I know he was a streaky scorer. And he's showing a little bit of flashes in the Olympics. And like, okay, you know, I still hold on to my seat. But a guy who's career-wise averages 17 points a night, average this season is well under. Kemba Walker, same thing. Just those two guys in particular are not doing their job for our offensive production with the starting lineup. And in every game, it seems like the bench has to come in and save our fucking lunch and then have to close out games. If the starters did their job, we will be number one team in the East. It's that simple. If Fournier is not doing his job, Kemba Walker is not doing his job. And then the issue with the three or die shit. Like, can we get the fuck out of this shit with this three or die shit? It's killing us. It's killing us. All right, let's talk about it because we ain't going to be here long. This is our last basketball episode of the month because we have a holiday week next week. And, of course, we're going to have our week off. So let's go out with a bang with the hoops on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. I've rambled all enough. I'm just like, I can't believe we lost that shit, Mr. Live. Let's bring on Live, man. Bruh, what the fuck was that?
I got call this upgrades, man. I call this upgrade. You know, like a lot of people argued with me about Fournier, right? I ain't never liked the dude. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because he was on another team, I ain't really give a fuck about him, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But I never liked him because I never seen him do nothing else except against us, right? Nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He'll have his little highlights here and there. But Fournier ain't kill nobody, right? He never did nothing to warrant merit in this league, except for, you know, have these stats that you might make if you score 31 game and then 5 the next game and then 20, 7 one game and then 7 the next game. Because, again, he does what he does. Now, looking at him here, while he been here, except for them first couple of games where it was like I was happily being shut the fuck up, he's going back to what I usually saw, which was Matador defensively, right? And you better hope he score 15 points. Or else, you know what I'm saying? Again, as you say, here's the money grab. Here's him vacationing in Brooklyn on the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy of the Knicks. Kemba Walker, I can see him being the starter, right, and giving you those points, right? But this is both of them open up this really big hole in the offense where Cat's got to cover for them in the interior. You know, whoever's on that weak side now has to crash in on whoever's penetrating, and that's leaving the basket open. You feel me? Because Cats is too busy grabbing in, trying to help defend whoever's coming off of Fournier or Kimber. So, again, both of those cats, if they're not producing offensively, we in the hole, right? Here goes a third situation that I got to bring up. Randle is not that guy, right? His low post game is so. He got one fadeaway to the baseline that seems to be water, but he don't do it enough, right? He has no face up whatsoever. Right? He doesn't know how to do it. And he doesn't have a traditional back him down to the basket kind of situation. So now, as tonight go, he shoot 100 threes and don't hit one. That's not your forte, man. That's what made you a superstar. That's what made you an all-star. Right? But you got to hit those. You're not hitting them. To your point, where is this philosophy about the three all of a sudden coming in? Right? Why are we chucking all of these threes up? Okay, so my thing is, fourth is this coaching, man. So now, what do you do, Thibodeau? All right, you just sent McBride, you know what I'm saying, and maybe Grimes to the G League, right? Mitch is hurt, and getting more hurt. Noel is out. You're not playing Jericho Sims. Right, you're relying on them. I would rather you put in Knox for some of that front court. You know what I'm saying? Protection and play Knox at the four. Right, put Obi at the five. Something do something to relieve the stress and the time on these other players. You can see the more time you give Obi, the better he play. Give Obi some more time, man. Put you know what I'm saying? Look, my whole thing is again. It's the start. We already know it's the start five, right? We know they don't have any chemistry whatsoever, right? Kemba is not going to Fournier, you know what I'm saying? I've seen the last two games, Fournier and Randle and this might be the coach going, okay, we got to get Fournier in there earlier. They had this little back and forth thing they was doing for the last two games. Fournier is not shooting. He's sitting there going, here, go back. And I can hear his corny ass saying it in French, too. Ha-ha, ha-ha-ha, ha-ha-ha-ha. You know what I'm saying? And he's not shooting the ball, nor is he defending. So what good are you? We can't even put, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, again, start Burt, have Fournier coming on off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Make believe you're trying to make him the next six man. Fuck it. The most expensive six man in the fucking league.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. So I got answers, but I know the reluctant of Thibodeau is not going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you gonna die with your little Kemba and Fournier experiment? I don't know, man. That's where the problem is at. No problem on the bench. There's none whatsoever. Even with your front court being hurt, there's no problem there. Right? These motherfuckers defend. They get it in. They shoot. They bring you well from behind, and then y'all motherfuckers come in and struggle.
Right.
So, I can't call it. I mean, I can call it, but, you know, it's just frustrating, man.
Hey, Lon, we are on the same page probably at a 99% rate or clip. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this for the last 2 weeks when you weren't here, and I was echoing this to Av and Dom. I said this. I said we may have to go Alec Burks, you know, if he's the Swiss Army knife that Dom believes in, and which we all agree. You saw how hot he can get. He can play all. He's a two-way player, and the offense needs, especially, he's more confident in his going and creating off his own dribble than Fournier right now. So why not add that to the starting lineup? We could probably take a hit on the bench knowing you're getting production out of Rose. Quickly's been a little bit better. Remember, he got off to the slow start. He's been a little bit better. Yeah. Not where he needs to be consistently, but he's been better. But the energy by Obi Toppin, and of course, I love Taj Gibson. I mean, he's just going to bring effort. He showed that in the game against Indiana. So that's the answer for me. Now, do Knicks fans believe in that? I don't know that. Certain Knicks fans like you, me, we believe in it. Now, do the masses believe in it? I don't know. But the bigger question, and I think this is where me and you are so on the same page, and I've been saying this, will the coach pull the trigger?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Is he that bold? Like, right now, coach is playing politics. He's playing politics with the starting lineup. He's playing politics with Fournier because of the contract. Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, outside of that Charlotte game, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. It doesn't seem like he's like – it's not like he's
not the same guy. He's not the same guy. Like you know, like cough that up.
Well,
right?
I know that.
Cough that up. Well, right. No, and I'm not saying that you don't know that, right? You know, like to your question, it's like what do Knicks fans need to see at this point, right? Because I said, you know, like I tried to stay quiet for at least 14, 15 games, right? Let's see what we have. What is it that we got, all right? Because, you know, again, we're not going to see it in summer league. We're not going to see it in preseason, right? We're not going to see that. We're going to see it when the pressure's on. When the lights is on, we're going to see it, right? Now we see it. Everybody is coming into form right about now. Give it another 5 or 6 games, and you're going to actually see what we have. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing that's going to happen other than what's going to happen in the next 4 or 5 games, Steve. You're not going to – there's nothing else that we are aside from that. You know, give or take a good health from Noel, you're not – you know what I'm saying? Because Taj is giving you what he's giving you. You know what I'm saying? Mitch is hurt. All right, and the way Thibodeau played these cats, I don't know when he's going to get time to rest. So aside from that, from Noel being added to the mix, okay, there's nothing else to see. So now what do you do, Thibodeau, right? What do you do? You contend with the fact, right? And I believe as good a guy as Kimber is, he should understand that. Right? And right now, you already know for the rest of the year, you're not playing the fourth quarter. You already know that. All right? Because it's here already. You know what I'm saying? Thibodeau done did that. Right? So my thing is, okay, Cat Daddy, pull the other trigger. Right? Pull the other trigger. You know what I'm saying? To get Fournier out of that rotation, man, because, again, what's happening is between him and Kemba, you know what I'm saying? Say what you want about Alfred Payton, man. Alfred Payton ain't let nobody run by him. Him and Bullock had 4 or 5 fouls going into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let nobody run by them. You understand what I'm saying? And again, by the end of the year, Bullock was a 43% three-point shooter. So he was reliable. He just broke the fuck down in the playoffs. It was a no-show. So now here you go. You see this cat killing Italians and Haitians or whoever did the world, whatever the Olympics, they, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't see it. I heard about him killing cats in the FIBA games or whatever that was. I heard about that. You see that? He's a free agent. Blah, blah, blah. You do that, blah, blah. Oh, my, you pay him more money than you pay Burke, who was killing niggas for you, you know what I'm saying, killing cats for you last year. So now what are we doing? Now you have to start Burks.
Right.
And you got to just throw him a mill or two under the table. Because it's like if you start giving him starters minutes, man, it's like, yo, something got to give. It's the only thing they can do, Steve. It's the only thing they can do is you have to change that lineup.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. I've seen enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen enough, man.
You know,
we're on the same page. Because
you're not going to not start Kimba, right? You know what I'm saying? You're not going. Kimba got to start. He got to. Because you want to keep the continuity of what's happening on that second unit.
We agree. But here's the thing about Kimba. And I don't need him to chuck up jumpers. He doesn't even need to do that. And I think this is the domino effect we're seeing with the starting lineup. Why you're saying what you're saying about Randall is chucking up all these jumpers. Kemba, all you got to do is put Kemba in a screen and roll situation. He still has enough tire tread on the wheels to get to, like, the 10-foot part of the paint to create a shot.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have to chuck up these jumpers like he's doing. Like,
I mean,
you saw a little bit of that in the Charlotte game. Like, you can still tap the rim, bro. Like, why are we chunking away jumpers? Here's the issue with the. Here's another issue with the Knicks. They did it tonight and it works. Like even when we're down and we're close, drive to the rim. Like what's up with all the 3-point shooting? Like you see RJ go to the rim. He's got the Euro step. They can't stop it. When they Rose was attacking the rim and then they collapse, they kick it out to quickly or topping. They swing the ball to Burks. It works. You don't have to rely on this perimeter passing to set up 3-point shots. And I am growing old of Randall just chucking away, you know, just throwing up shots like left and right. He doesn't need to do all that. And
not at all.
The issue we have with his turnovers with Randall because Kemba's not attacking, like he could do this. I don't understand why he's not doing that live. Because when he doesn't attack, now you got Randall with the ball with 8-9 seconds left in the shot clock. He's holding it. You know what he's going to do. He's going to fake, pump, fake. Then he's going to dribble to the right, his right, and just set up that long jumper with, you know, his lefty shot. We know what Randall's going to do.
Right.
It's either going to go in or not. Ooh. I'm with you. Why not use the fadeaway? But because you already know where I'm going with this line. Your point guard, a facilitator, is not putting you in the position. But it's like almost a carryover when we talk about passport point guards. You know, your Halliburton.
Right.
We talk about this a million times.
Right, right. Man. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, that's it. If Kemba has enough miles to get to the point where he can still attack the rim, use the screen and roll. Oh, this is another thing that kills me too, though. Sometimes when they get to the paint, Mitch, if it's not an alley-oop to Mitch, start throwing the ball to Mitch where he has to lean down and try to catch the ball.
No hands.
That's just not Mitch.
RJ
does this a lot. Kemba does it here and there. Just stop it. Just stop this shit, man. It's going to be a turnover. Mitch is going to fall to the floor, hurt his hip. He'll be out for a week. Stop doing it.
Right. He stay hitting that ground. No, I wonder. I'm like, dog, why you keep on doing that? All the years he's been here, man, he's been on that floor killing himself like the floor is not made of cedar. And you know what I'm saying? Like solid wood, like you jumping on it like you got padding on it. And I'm like, dog, stop doing that. You know, and definitely to your point, man, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't know that your man Mitch ain't got no hands, right? You don't know that Noel ain't got no hands, right? You know what I'm saying? Like the only cat you could do that with is Taj. And Taj is at the end of the row. That's my guy, man. from my projects for Green all day. But that, you know, that dude is not supposed to be doing what he's doing right now, which is being the option that we got at center. That's what he is right
now.
Because right now, today. Oh, no,
that's,
but no. Play that man. But here it is. You, everybody that's making, giving you the most production, you as a team lowballed them cats. You're not paying, you know what I'm saying? The Tar got 11 mil one year for like doing nothing, right? And ended up being the most productive out of all of them forwards that they had that year. You understand what I'm saying? He comes back and does the same thing at a lower price. Now you do the same thing again. It's almost like you had to run out there and go get Taj again. So so it's like, and I'm glad you did. You paid them some money, but it's like, here it is. You just gave Noel all of this money. You just gave Fournier all this money. So now your most productive people is the cast that got you this really good defensive identity. That's not what you're playing right now. So again, to your point, Steve, I'm going, when is Thibodeau going to go, okay, guys, you know what? We tried that three-point mess. Let's get up off of that, right? When the shot is there, you know what I'm saying? Let's drive the ball. Let's penetrate. You know, let's use that Kemba screen in the first quarter. Let's get Kemba off, you know, and let him hit them little two-pointers and allow the team, the defense of the other team, to have to pick and choose on whether to guard his penetration. Because that's the only way Kemba is going to get able to get to the basket. Because he's not turning the corners like you. Right? He's not turning those corners and getting to the basket with his speed no more. So that's not happening. Fournier, everybody was like, oh, no, he's good with the basketball and he creates his own. I haven't seen it. I've seen it rarely. I'm not going to say I ain't see it yet. I saw it. But it's almost like some mobster came up to him and was like, okay, you're going to stop producing for the Knicks, boy.
Right.
Or something's going to happen to your family. And he's just not doing it no more. It's like he's scared. Like, what are you doing? All right? And then Randle is going, I have to be the guy. So he's doing too much. Right? He's doing too much. All before we could see how his caseload was going to be lighter with, okay, Fournier can get you 25, 30 a game. Cool. In this system, if he getting that, it's cool. But all of that production just went up in smoke. It's like, yo, where that went? What happened with that? So I'm just – I got to write a letter to my man Thibodeau, man, because it's just – there's some –
who would the letter say?
There's some – I mean, first and foremost, stop shooting at three. You know, my man Steve told y'all to stop shooting that about two, three games ago. Told y'all stop shooting the three. So y'all got to stop shooting the three. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, play your rookies, right? Give Grimes a chance, right? Give Grimes a chance so where, you know, if because of the large check you gave Fournier is messing with you, right, and you need – you still need to keep him in that starter's position. Play Grimes later, and keep Fournier out like you're keeping Kemba out. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, do it like that. Do something. Because now again, as I told you, you just sent McBride to the G League. So that means that any hope of us saying McBride was going to get some of Kemba minutes, that's out the water. So that means, so that automatically means, you know, Burke bringing up the ball, you overplaying Rose. In my letter, I would be like, stop that. Don't do that. Play your depth. Please play Jericho Simpson, please.
For real?
Please play that man because you're beating the crap out of Mitch. And I know Mitch is on the contract. Yeah, I know he's trying to get that bread. But you know what? He needs to be healthy to be at his top. He has no ups. He can't alley-oop with the guy. He can't get up. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, you know, the letter be short, sweet, and to the point. Thibodeau, like get up off some of that other stuff you was on, and you know, go back to the D, man. You know, go back to the defense. And let's stop whatever you're doing right now, because it's still early. And that's why I'm not panicking. I'm just mad. I'm just upset.
Right.
Because, like, these games, you ain't supposed to be losing. Right? So now you're going to let the Rockets come in here, and what are you going to do? Okay? It's crazy. I just don't know. I just don't know. And I'm hoping that because I don't want to see Fournier and Kemba at crucial points on the floor at the same time. I don't want to see that, right? I don't, but I already know because you're already paying them dudes, right? So unless you trade them now because now Fournier is devalued. If you try to trade them, you already know everybody in the league already know and it ain't working. So who's gonna take them at that price?
So. Nobody.
Nobody.
It'd be really, it'd be a small market for him. But no, let's try to right the wrong. I think you have great suggestions. I'm with your suggestions. But let's say Fournier, offensively, who are the assistant coaches to get these guys in the right position? They need somebody like you or me on the bench. Like, yo, okay, listen, we know what RJ could do. He's going to go left. He hasn't developed the right. Most times or not, if he has it, he has a lane. He doesn't have a shot blocker there. He can get to his spots with his lefty and get off and off the glass. We get that. I want to see Fournier on the wing with more opportunity. Now, at the same time, sometimes I feel like he gets the ball and is late in the shot clock, and he defers too much for being. It's like this is the part that he's stealing money. Like, dude. You're getting paid all this money.
Yeah.
We know you have a little bit of – I've seen him attack just this summer. Like, why are you not attacking? It's like you said, it's like the mob boss is after him. He's like, he's got this loan shark shit over his head. Like, dude, like, you're being real.
Any point shaving.
For real. Like, it's like the 82-81 Knicks. Like, you're point shaving. Like, why are you deferring possessions? Because it's like, okay, you gave up Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock for Kemba Walker, and that's pretty much a swap. And I even thought it was an upgrade to the team, and it's not. And Fournier points wise is dropped. Like if he would have kept his average like he was at Orlando, we're first place in the East. We are first place in the East easily.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
And this is a soft part of the schedule because I thought we actually went through a little bit of rough patches with some competitive teams. I mean, Indiana now. I mean, we should be Charlotte. We beat Indiana. I saw Orlando and Houston. Awesome. Oh, man, we're going to Thanksgiving with some wins. Now I can't even we're not even guaranteed wins now because of the starters.
Nope.
And until the coach makes those adjustments, this is literally insanity, dude. Literally insanity. I want to see Fournier attack. Somebody's got to talk to him and tell him, go attack, motherfucker. You can shoot. Like, not even just shoot.
Here's a problem with that, Steve. It's like I've seen there's an actual coaching change that happened in the last two or three games, right? Randall brings up the ball, and there's an immediate – you know, globe-trotter thing between two-man game between him and Fournier. Immediately, early in the shot clock, right? Every time Randall brings up the ball, that handoff goes to Fournier, right? Early. Watch the next game. I'm sure that is going to happen. They implementing it. You can't just do it, you know, say two games, okay, that shit is not working, and chuck it. They go do it again. Randall brings up the ball. They trying to create chemistry between themselves. Beautiful. That's fine. But again, there's a reluctance in Fournier to be aggressive when he gets the ball. Right? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it's the defense too, right? You know, what's kind of messing up because the NBA got this new contact thing where they letting cats, they going back to the 90s with the touchy-feely thing. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like, yo, they really let dudes play this shit, you know, which I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like the cats on the Knicks ain't used to the adjustment yet. right? Not for themselves or against other opponents. Other opponents, the second unit got a damn pat. They beating the crap out of cats. You feel me? I'm saying you seen what Burks did to the Pacers the other day. They put up a brick wall and was like, y'all cats is not coming to me. That was right. Excellent. But then like Randle. Randle, take it to the basket and stop in midair passing it off. Go to the basket, take it up. Right? Because now you're bullying and your inconsistency in having your problem of not having a low post game can actually work now. You understand what I'm saying? Because again,
right.
Make the refs call that play. You bailing them out, passing it off. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that these cats have to do themselves. You know, and one thing with Randle is, you know, if you're going to be the guy, man, be the guy. Because this game right here, it looked like he gave up. And the end of the last game, it looked like he had said, okay, I'm not hitting these shots. Let me do something else. That's not a go-to guy. You think Melo would have passed the ball at any moment? You think Melo would have passed the ball someplace? Nah, I got this. Melo, go.
I would say this, though, Live. I think I would say this. I think he's trying to trust his teammates more, but I think it's going to have to come to a point when he's back in these situations talking about Randle, he's got to be like fuck that. I think that's kind of what's going through his head a little bit because he's hurt all last season. It was just him and nobody else, which was true. But now you got the help, defer to your help. But now that the help that he's got coming is not even helping, now he's got to kind of be like, fuck that. You know, you're going to jump in the air, shoot the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't pass, you know? I mean, this shit is correctable.
Yeah, I mean, only if you got the, you know, if it's a good pass. Right, like you said, I think I heard you say this a couple of times. He's passing it like behind people.
Right.
Like he's passing it to people where it's not in, they can't get that rhythm shot. You know, they got to go get the ball and they got to do all kind of other shit because they don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Again, by the end of the year last year, him and Bullock had that shit down pat. Like him and Bullock was working like a well-oiled clock. You know, Bullock knew where he was going to be. He knew where Bullock was going to be. Bullock positioned himself really good with him knowing that he was going to do that herky-jerky up-in-the-air pass crack. Okay? Fournier and him got to get there. Like, Fournier and him got to get there, right? My whole thing, though, is at this point, you're supposed to be using your individual situation to create shots. Because you don't have chemistry with this cat yet. So where's the aggressive attack to the basket? Where's the, you know, because he only shooting about five or six shots the past couple of games. I tell you, if Don was here, he'd tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because I looked at that the other day, and I was like, in the wins, he's getting 15, 16, 20 points. And he's shooting 14, 15, 16 shots.
Right.
In the losses, he got five shots, seven shots, six shots, like that. He's not shooting the ball. And if you wanna go, okay, there was an emergence of in RJ in a minute. You know what? That's fine too. But that those shots should have been taken away from Randle, not Fournier, because Fournier is a guest now. He's a new cat. So you're supposed to feed that guy. Right, so you see RJ emerging, cool, okay. Let RJ get his shots now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that now Randle got to chill. Now he should be more of a facilitator than he ever was. Or get on the boards, Cat Daddy. Right, get on the boards or get in the post. You know, and help Mitch out. Whatever you're gonna do, you know what I'm saying? It should have been to the accommodation of Fournier, not the detriment. Because again, now he it's almost like he's shut out of the offense, you know. And I believe most of it is him not being aggressive, but at the same time, there's other mitigating factors too. It's again, all of this going to have to take time, 25 games, but I'm going to tell you, in the next 5 or 6 games, you're going to see some stuff, Steve, that you saw happen in the last 10 games. And I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying? In that, that's who we are. That's who we are. You know, and it's not going to change until Thibodeau changes his regular rotation. You know, whether who started or not, he going to have to change that.
Yeah, man, I totally agree, man. It's, hey, this, you move Alec Burks to the starting lineup, and this is also, like you said, this is the insurance policy. You should do. Grimes needs to play. You could easily slide Grimes into Alec Burks' slot. Like, they're kind of a similar type of style player as far as 3 and D. Like if Fournier doesn't want to do his job, yo, we could roll up the young boy. The young boy wants to play. So he's kind of like he's got to earn his keep, carry backs to the team buzz. But I would have been the coach. He would have been playing. He would have got it, some rotational minutes. I mean, he got some time in the other game a week or two ago, and he actually did okay. He shot with confidence, you know? Like, you don't really have a drop ball. And he has a good stroke. He has a good form. He can shoot. Like, he's Alec Burks coming off the bench. If DeFournier, Fournier would have continued to struggle off the bench, insert Grimes, Alec Burks in the starting lineup, we don't miss a beat. That's how I look at it.
Right.
And you know Alec Burks is going to play defense. So you know the defense theoretically is going to be better if he's in the starting lineup. You know, because Kemba can't stop nobody on the perimeter, neither can Fournier. But you should know that Burks is going to make – he's going to create some distractions with his defense. And you know he's going to knock down some shots and create his own shots. He's gonna be more aggressive and more aware than Fournier. Fournier is just out of it, just straight up out of it. And my main issue with Kemba, just attack. Like, if you attack, it's gonna create other things. Like, he did it in the Charlotte game. I'm not saying he has to always get to the paint and score. I'm saying attack to the point you could create for everybody else outside of throwing balls low in the paint so Mitchell Robinson fumbles and loses the ball, turnovers, out of bounds, shit like that. No, you.
Right.
The Knicks were at their best tonight in any time of the season, like you saw in the fourth quarter. When they go to the rim, it's easy. The game's easy for them. Shit opens up so much. RJ goes to the hole. Rose goes to the hole. You know, quickly. I mean, he's not going to necessarily get to the hole, but he has a little floater in his game. And then if that's not there, the kick out, the ball rotation, passing, and shoots up open threes. I mean, I'm even confident that every time I see Rose shoots a lot, every time I see Rose shoot, I'm confident that shit's going in. He's improved that. He's actually developed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm confident. I would – the Chicago Bulls version, I'm like, he used to shoot like, oh, God. Now he's kind of like reinvented himself like Jason Kidd and shit.
No, he's water. He's water like 43% from the three, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's doing from the two, you know what I'm saying, from the regular field goal. But, yeah, again, to your point, he's hitting most of that. He's hitting most of that. And he's still faster than a lot of these guys out here, you know, and he's smart. So, again, your second squad doesn't have to be touched, like, at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, you might want to keep Tars up in there. You feel me? Longer. Let somebody get rest. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe start Taj instead of Mitch. You know what I'm saying? When Noel come back, and then put Noel on that second unit or something. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to get everybody some rest. You want to get everybody healthy and everything. You know what I'm saying? But those weak links, man. And I'm not saying. It's a lot more reasons why we're losing. You understand what I'm saying? But again, it starts to me with inconsistency in the defense, right? And we already know who that is. We already know where that's coming from the starters. We already know, you know, it that's the reason. Okay, now again, you know, I didn't think about it till you just said it. It's this 3-point philosophy now. Like, where was that ever a Nick thing? right? I mean, even with John Starks, you know, in them days, it wasn't, you know, it was him that was shooting them. Everybody else, except for maybe my man, the point guard, older brother from Dallas. He came from Dallas. I don't believe I can't remember this guy's name right now.
From Dallas,
you know, but, no, well, I'm talking about the 90s Knicks. You know what I'm saying? The point guard,
talking about
older brother.
Orlando Black?
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, Derek Harper. You know what I mean? Harper, you know what I'm saying? You know, there was no, it was inside out. Inside out, inside out, inside out. Now, I understand that the game is not played like that no more, but you signed two centers that don't stretch your field. So why would you employ a philosophy, you know what I'm saying, where you know what I'm saying, you like where you doing all of this perimeter scoring? And it's not a guarantee. I mean, you know, I dig that you got two perimeter play, two cats that shoot a high percentage from the perimeter, but again, because they don't offer no defense as well, man, they ain't even one trick ponies. Because if they don't score, they just out there getting money. So, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that somebody look at the tape today and go, we need help, we need a change.
They have to be looking at this shit. I mean. We can see this shit as clear as day, and I think analysts have pinpointed the issues we've been talking about for weeks now. It's
right.
Like time to make the change, because the shit ain't is insane to roll out the same starting lineup. Like I'm watching these Knicks games now. I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for the bench to come in, man, because we ain't doing shit. Like that's
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Like that's just the vibe I get. Like yo, everybody knows it. You read the polls. Man, the starters stink or whatever, or the starters not doing the job,
right.
Something along those lines. Like, the bench, like, it's like if I'm a non-Knicks fan, I probably wouldn't watch until I see halfway through the first quarter, especially the second half of the third quarter or early fourth. That's when the game starts to get decided is when the bench comes. Because you know they're going to
yes.
work. They get
yes.
quality shots. And they know they attack. We that's the thing. We have probably one of the better benches in the league. I've said it from even since the start of the season. On I said, damn, I don't think a lot of teams can fuck with our bench. But never would I thought the starters would be underperforming like this. That's why I never
right.
saw that coming. And this is why we are where we are. And as the struggles with Brooklyn. They're in first place. And they're just—they haven't put it together yet. Like we should have took advantage with this schedule. We should be where the Warriors
right.
are.
Right. That's another thing. And then, you know, I don't know why that's not bigger news. Biden just shut down his mandates. You know what I'm saying? Like so. I'm trying to figure out, does that affect him in the NBA situation? Well, rather Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, we missed a grand opportunity to be, you know, like the guys in this division, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least in this division. I mean, we had the division locked up for a minute. For a hot second, it was ours. You know what I'm saying? So, and now all of a sudden, it's just like, I mean, but that's because time. Now everybody getting, like, this is around the time where the chemistry starts to solidify. You know your man. You know the cat next to you. You know his tendencies. You know what not to give him. You know what to give him. And everybody is now going to start to get better around us. So, and they you got a whole team of veterans over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna be monsters, man. And I don't, again, man, I'm not worried. All right. I'm actually not looking at fourth place anymore though. Right. So, you know, I hope that a nice trade, we'll see how that goes. Can we trade Fournier at the trade deadline? I don't know. I got to look that
up. His value is too down right now. His value is too down right now.
I mean, you know what? I take a pack of cookies for the cat right now. Because we got players on there that can replace him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't necessarily...
Outside of a couple of games, I mean, he's had, you know, outside of opening night, that was his best game. And I think that was the,
right.
That was the cat that, you know, you're talking about setting up the bill to steal money. He set up Knick fans lovely with that opening
Ooh.
Night. Like, oh, man, he had me sold. He had everybody sold. And then he said, I got
there
you.
Was this one, there
I
was this one
you.
Cat that actually, well, was one brother that actually called me on my phone. To be like, son, and literally, I mean, and this was venomous. It wasn't like this cat had been my man for like years. It was like, I ain't never know you in your life, dog, and I'm here calling you to be like, don't you feel stupid about Fournier right now? You know what I'm saying? The last 3 games, he been killing cats, and this is them, and I've been in my life. I was like, listen, I'm not convinced. I want to be wrong about this. I want the dude to be the best pickup in the universe, right? But I'm not convinced, all right? I still see him getting wafing, you know what I'm saying? Cats literally walking through that dude. So I was like, look, but if he scored 30, he scored 25, I don't care. We win, I don't care, right? So now here it is, cats are still, you still got the red cape out. And you ain't scoring. That's a problem. It's a problem. So, and I need some of that money back, man. I need some of that money back for you. You know what I mean? That's not fresh. It's not fresh. Too much money, man. Too much money for no production right now. So, you know. That is what it
You're
is.
You're absolutely
man.
Right. I mean, I would love to see what the coach is going to do, man. I would love to see it. He's made great in-game adjustments. He's gone to the point where when the bench is playing well and the starters hasn't, he left the – like, I had no problems with his in-game adjustments, leaving the bench out there to finish games. But now
right.
It's time to pull the trigger on the starting lineup. And
right.
I think we can sacrifice that. And I would like to see Grimes and Sims get a little bit of more touches or time, because I don't understand why we're milking this. Like I look at Grimes as, if you watch college basketball, he was a big-time player. He was a very good, solid player for the Houston Cougars under Kelvin Sampson. Like, NBA
right.
ready.
Uh-huh.
I mean – he's a mature dude. He's a mature dude. He's an active dude. 3-and-D. I said, draft, when we had it at the draft last, I said, damn, this is a solid pick. Very solid pick. And
right.
He is almost like the, I would call him the clone of Alec Burks, but they're pretty much a similar type of style player. Probably a younger version of him as far as 3-and-D,
right.
Create his own shot. So, yeah, you can move Alec Burks into the starting lineup. I'm just trying to figure out if we could get a psychiatrist, a psychologist, an Evan Fournier. Yo, dude, whatever you did in that Boston game opening night, do that. I don't know. I mean,
right.
The aggressiveness, what happened? That's dead on that. Now, RJ's got to make his shots, too. Now, remember, we gave him praise when he was making them shots. In not the Chicago game. What was the game before Chicago? Well, definitely the New Orleans game. I know that.
The New Orleans game, he went in.
No, but there was another game. He's been up and down with it. His shooting has slowed.
I think it was his right game right after that. Three games after that, he was killing. And then all of a sudden, these last two games, he been looking like crap.
Yeah.
You know, so the last two games he's been looking like a little shaky, you know what I'm saying? But I'm giving him that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving him that. He's still 20 years old, man. I'm not looking for the room consistency. I'm looking for him to do exactly what Everything that he do best, I'm looking for him to consistently do that, and he's doing that. But what it is it's almost now that he's going, okay, now I can shoot these threes. I'm going to shoot even more, and I'm going to stop doing what got me here. You know what I'm saying? Which is penetrate. If you look at Kimba Gain, the middle of Kimba becoming an all-star was him realizing now cats had to defend his complete game, right? So cats is, you know what I'm saying, the reason why RJ was getting them threes off is because everybody's guarding the drive, and they're giving him space,
mm-hmm.
right? So now he's hitting them after the summer. He's hitting them, boom, boom, boom. He's getting a different look. He's getting a different look now. He's on the board like, hey, look, don't leave RJ in the corner, right? You know what I'm saying? I know them analytics are saying he probably, because I know last year he was one of the best in that corner, in them corners. Don't leave RJ in the corner for no three, blah, blah, blah. You know, protect your right hand on him, blah, 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 all of that. So they scouting the dude. They scouting him crazy right now, you know. And he's not getting help from Randle. Randle is not helping him, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I need him, like you said. We need him to make them shots. We can't give him no pass. Not now. You know, because he's not a child True. No more. He's not a child no more. In the scheme of, let's say he's a child, but he's a child, but he's still a professional. Right now, he's an ultra professional. This is season three, my man. You know what I'm saying? There's no more excuses. If we, like you just said, Steve, if we could throw praise on him, now you could get critiqued.
I'll give praise, but I mean, if we could criticize him, but the thing, my thing about Randle, and I'm going to withhold a little bit of criticism to an extent, you know, cut down on the turnovers is one thing, but I really think, like, he's trying to create for his teammates and they're not delivering for him, so I can understand that. Now it's at the point, yo, fuck it. Do what you got to do like you did last year. These dudes ain't producing night in and night out. Now, it's almost like you're saying, damn, man, we miss Reggie Bullock. Because I'm thinking Reggie Bullock would have made more of these threes than Fournier. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll say this
about Bullock, right? Bullock might not have made he might not have made more, but he damn sure wouldn't have let nobody turn the corner on.
Right. That's the
point.
My
thing.
Right. Exactly.
That's my thing. I don't. I actually, you guys, this gonna fuck you up. I actually miss Alfred Payton right now. Today, no lie. I was never an Alfred Payton enemy, right? I think pressure bust pipes, and he let New York kill his game, right? Whatever scoring game Alfred had a scoring game, and he wasn't this. Can't make a layup guy. He was never that guy. He wasn't the best dude in scoring, right? But he'll kill you on a drive, right? His whole offensive game was getting to the basket. So whatever points he was getting them at the basket, right? So I think New York crushed him. You know what I'm saying? I think New York and the media and the fans. Man, he walking down the street. He's getting killed. Everywhere he go, he's getting murdered. He's getting murdered on ESPN. He's getting murdered. You know what I'm saying? One player ain't out your mouth, and they naming your inadequacy. They naming you by name, and they killing you. You understand? If you look at everybody, we killing them. Everybody else is killing them. So, again, now you bring Kimba in, and you again, Kimba and Fournier was supposed to be, and this is what the pundits was telling me, arguing me down, calling me on my phone. It's an upgrade. Tell me how that's an upgrade. Tell me, right, the Fournier I know, tell me how that's an upgrade. Oh, he's a better player than Bullock. What do you mean? Explain better, right? Oh, he can make his own shot. He'd shoot better. You know what? He has better numbers. Right, but is he really a better, like, does the eye test say he a better player? The eye test to me tells me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, I'm back.
No. You already know we traded defense for, we thought we were getting more create on your own offense by two individuals.
Yeah.
We have, up to this point, we have not seen it, and that's why we're mad.
Yeah.
I think it could happen. They just got to do it. We're too far in to be on this. I never thought we would be having this conversation. That's the issue right there. The main issue.
Right.
That's why we're mad.
Right.
I think they got it. Because you saw it open at night. Like, we were so hyped off that Boston double overtime win, especially what he did in the OT.
Ooh.
I said, damn, Reggie Bullock, who? Alfred Payton.
Yeah, no, son, I told you. Cash was killing me. You were wrong, my guy. You were wishing how wrong you was. They was killing me. They was killing me. Because I was killing Fournier from Summer League. I was like, that wasn't the pickup. Now, you know, whenever we got Fournier, that's when I was killing. That is not the pickup. That is not who I was looking for. I wanted Bullock back. So I knew Alfred wasn't coming back. But I wanted Bullock so bad, and when I seen we couldn't pick up another point guard, we gonna get somebody to shoot.
Let me ask you this: do you think that the reason why they didn't stick across the board with Bullock, because they looked at how the Knicks got crushed by the Hawks, meaning, like, why are we going back with the entire insanity of the entire roster? I mean, there's nothing wrong with development and growth with the continuity of the guys. I mean, Toppin is a much improved energy than he was version of himself last year. And thank goodness, because, I mean, I thought, he was definitely lost. That's what's helping make it what it is. So you think it was a media pressure to go away a little bit from the defensive culture, because we were the number one defense last year, or top three or something like that.
Right.
Now
right.
it's like, mm-hmm. Bullock can knock down a couple of threes. He may not do it all in one night like Fournier did in opening night, but you saw stretches where, every few games he knocked down four or five threes, I can't get that out of Fournier, right now.
Right. I think what happened is what you're talking about. It's the way we got beat by the Hawks was there were numerous very efficient 3-point shooters on their squad, and because Mitch couldn't stop there was no Mitch, and Noel was hurt. There was nobody to stop Trae Young penetration. So there was too much shit you had to cover. And, mm-hmm. and you had a veteran like Gallinari. You had the cat who we didn't see all season. I forgot the homie name. He came in and just lit us up like Christmas trees. And everybody on there was making they fucking shots. So and Bullock stung up the show. Everybody stung up the show. Everybody on our squad stung up the show. So to your credit and to your point, they had to go out and upgrade the scoring. Had to. You know what I'm saying? So what they did was they go, okay, look, we can do the affordable thing, and we can get Burke back, and we can, you know what I'm saying? We pay Noel, who did an excellent job for us, was fourth or seventh best defensive center in the league last year. You know what I'm saying? We get him back, we get Mitch back, we'll be unstoppable. You know, Mitch will stop that penetration by Trey Burke. We'll have the sufficient shooters we need in Fournier and Kimba, and we'll succeed in that. Again, I don't think that they vigorously researched how inconsistent Fournier was, right? And why he couldn't kind of get over this hump. Like, if you this guy, why don't nobody really want you? Or why is there this cloud around you? It's because he's inconsistent. Right. So, and he's going to come here at the back end of his career or whatever, you know, when you start slowing down and you want to start that shit here. Right. Because, again, when I see him playing today, when the thing that I saw was him going through the motions. I swear to God, Steve. I swear to God. You look at this man play today, and he's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, pass, 2, 3, 4, cut, 2, 3, 4. You know what I'm saying? That's all he's doing. Mm-hmm. And on offense and on defense, he's getting scraped off of screens like silly putty. You understand what I'm saying? So right. It's like, it's what are you doing? Like what are you doing? They definitely they couldn't keep the team the same. And in all intents and purposes, right. Bullock gave you the opportunity because he was a free agent. His spot gave you an opportunity to go, okay, we could spend some real money on a real shooter. I don't think they did a good job in picking the guy. Right? Because I'm looking at shooters like there was a couple of cats who I was like, we should have got them, you know. And I tell you, man, you're going to wild out. And well, see, I'm not going to say that because I was like, look, I mean, is Knox stinking up the job? I mean, is stinking up the spot so bad that you can't move Burke to the two and play Knox with the bench squad.
You may think I'm crazy, and I kind of hinted this at Knickerbocker Ave and Dom last week, and I think they were ready to shoot me off this platform. I was entertained. Go small, but I know we would tremendously give up interior defense without Mitch. I would say, you know what? If this is bad, I was just looking at ways to improve the starting lineup. But the number one option I think we have already identified is Alec Burks goes up there. Boom, we good. I don't say we good. I think but I also think, we could, man, have Knox as a four and let Randall play the five. And they want to, you know, you got to Knox can knock down some threes. I've seen him do it in the preseason myself. Like, I mean, right. But it's the defense. It's the defense with him. That's the issue. It would be actually a worse position with the defense as a unit. At least you know Mitch is somewhat of a force interiorly. Man, we're about to get cut off. Yo, live, we got like 30 seconds. Yo, give me your final thoughts. We're going to be back in 2 weeks. We got the holiday next week. We're off next week. But give me your final thoughts, man. Give me like 30 seconds. I see that, damn, we're about to be off.
All right. Yeah. But basically, man, writing a letter to Tibbs, man, you know what I'm saying? Number one change, you know what I'm saying? Bring Burke up from the squad. You know what I'm saying? Rectify that little hole you got in that starting five defense. That's where the problem starts. Let's rectify that and win some games.
I totally agree with that. Yo, live, yo, have a good holiday, my brother. Next week.
You
we'll
too,
be
man.
Entirely
you,
off.
You too, Steve. Yes,
we'll
sir.
Be back on in 2 weeks, and they, hopefully they have written the ship, write the ship.
Yes.
For
mm-hmm.
It should be done. Let's see if they got the guts to do it. Live and on Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, myself, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, man. Live, see you in 2 weeks, man. Let's go Knicks, man.
Yes, sir.
Blue, blue, man.
Yes, sir. Go Knicks.
Go Knicks. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.